This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Okay, now I'm going to quote Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan from a press release. See if you can figure out what he's talking about. Quote, "As we enter 2013, we sharpen our focus on serving our three customer groups and helping to move the economy forward." End quote. That, of course, is about a multi-billion-dollar settlement with Fannie Mae. What else would it be? And Bank of America is certainly not alone in this kind of corporate speak. Financial Times columnist Lucy Kellaway has compiled her annual list of it, and she joins us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so you've looked over all the corporate mumbo-jumbo for the year and awarded some prizes. What have you found this year as the best of the corporate bull?
Oh, my God, that's a difficult question, because I should say this has been the richest, most bumper year for bull. You know, it's become clear to me that the bull market is always in bull phase. I gave my prize, which is for the chief obfuscation champion, to John Chambers at Cisco. He sent an email out beginning team and ending, "We'll wake the world up and move the planet a little closer to the future."
Wow.
It's this sort of endless inflation of emotion, inflation of result, that means in the end people just talk utter nonsense.
Well, so you've also looked into some of the words that companies use when they're going to fire people. I remember a year ago we talked to you and you said your favorite was that people had been managed for value. What did you find this year?
Oh, I got something much better than that this year. It came from Citibank, which, like most of the banks, have been doing an awful lot of firing in the last few months. And it said that what it was doing in firing 1,100 people was optimizing the customer footprint across geographies. If you work that out, you're smarter than I am.
Now, do you, Lucy, find yourself ever using any of these kinds of phrases when you're trying to say something that you don't really want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and it's particularly embarrassing for me, seeing as I make a living laughing at it. But sometimes this stuff is so infectious that sometimes it just sticks. And horror of horrors, I found myself using one of my absolute favorite bete noires the other day, and I said, "Going forward." I just couldn't believe it. I had to pretend I'd said it ironically.
Lucy Kellaway, columnist with the Financial Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.